You're listening to SBS News.
It was a mass killing of Rwanda's majority Tutsis and moderate Hutus. Nearly a million people were slaughtered by Hutu extremists in the 100-day killing spree 25 years ago. Survivor Fanye Inagoga was finally able to move to Hobart with her two children and three sisters in 2002 after being granted a humanitarian visa. She lost her parents and siblings in the genocide. 71 members of her family were killed.
There were so many kids and young people who didn't have anywhere else to go or had no one else left.
Her husband, Aubert Razagandakwi, arrived 2 years later. The couple decided they didn't want to focus on the horrendous circumstances that led them to Australia, but rather on what they could do to help the survivors in Rwanda. So they started the Rwandan Coffee Club. They sourced the beans from a supplier in Melbourne and packed them in their own home to sell. Mr. Razagandakwi says all the proceeds go back to communities in Rwanda.
So they need to get manure from the animals. They cannot even afford to buy, you know, all these fertilizers to do that. So if they have a cow, then they're going to be able to feed their families.
Since the club began in 2006, they've been able to buy cows and pigs for a number of small villages in Rwanda. They travelled back there 2 years ago to see the difference their contribution has made. Scores of survivors of the Rwandan genocide were resettled in Australia. Trauma expert Mark Chusevere says for many of them, giving back can be one way to deal with their loss and grief.
It helps them move beyond their trauma in the sense that they're no longer being defined by that. They're no longer just victims of terrible things, but they're people that are giving back, that are doing something to help themselves and to help their community.
Now they want to give the children of survivors the chance to get an education.
If we educate them, we give them that foundation to one day be able to look after their families. After they graduate, get a job, they'll look after their families and their siblings.
The coffee is stocked in at least one major supermarket, and while sales are slow, the couple says they've been overwhelmed by the support of the people of Hobart.
They're behind us and they appreciate what we do, and we really couldn't do it without them. So we're so grateful.
And they want their children to remain connected to their Rwandan heritage.
Try hard for them to understand that we, you know, what we have is more than enough. We can help others, and it's a good help. It's a good feeling if you can help. You're lucky if you can help others.
Giving back one coffee bag at a time. Gloria Claish, SBS News.